The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Blown Off time. We have Diane here. Hi, Diane. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I'm so excited. I'm being blown off by this guy, and I just don't understand why.
You're being blown off by a guy, and you don't understand why. Wow, that's so weird. That almost never happens.
That never happens, yeah.
Especially on this show. Diane, what's the guy's name?
His name is Josh, mm-hmm. And he's really cute in like an offbeat kind of a way. You want to hear the whole deal?
Yeah, we want to hear the whole deal.
Absolutely.
The next 3 minutes are all yours. Tell us everything.
Oh, well, so I was born. No, I'm kidding. So,
okay.
I'm not going to say where he works or I work because there might be people listening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
But I'm often in the building where he works, and so I see him a lot. I mean, I actually stop into the office where he works pretty frequently, and
got it.
I see him a lot, and it just always seemed like we had really good rapport when we see each other. You know, hey, and we talk for a couple of minutes, whatever. So one time I decided to be bold and asked him if he ever wanted to go out for dinner, a movie or something, and he said, yeah, and we went. We had a really great time. And then I know he's got my number, and I was sure I would hear from him again, and I haven't. I mean, he's kind of shy, or he's a little more shy than guys that I am used to dating.
Right.
I really liked him, and I kind of like that about him, you know?
Yeah.
So how was your date? You guys just went to dinner. Did you do anything afterwards?
We were going to go see a movie, but we just ended up having such a good time at dinner that we were there like too long and we missed the movie.
Oh, that's good.
I think that's a good indication. Like the conversation was good.
Yeah.
You know, it was just easy. It wasn't a date where it was like lots of awkward silences or anything weird.
There's just awkward silence now because he hasn't gotten in touch with you at all.
Yeah. And I'm going to have to actually go back tomorrow to his office, and I don't want to go in there not knowing like what the heck is going on.
No, that'd be horrible. All right, why don't we go ahead and call him? We'll call Josh and see why he's blowing you off after what seemed like an awesome date. Okay. Listen on the line. Don't say a word, Diane.
Okay.
No, he said don't say a word, Diane.
Hello.
Good morning, man. Please speak with Josh.
Speaking.
Oh, hello, Josh.
Hi.
You're good. So friendly. Josh, it's Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan, too.
Hey, Josh.
We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Okay.
Cool, right?
What can I do for you?
I know this is kind of weird, probably, but we really just want to ask you about a date you went on with Diane. You know Diane, right?
Yeah. How do you know about Diane?
She reached out to us using the power of the internet, and she said, hey, can you get in touch with Josh because she'd like to see you again, but she feels like maybe you don't feel the same way and she doesn't know why.
Did something happen on your date?
No, the date was lovely. It's just, I get the feeling that she's not that into me.
That's weird. We get the exact opposite feeling, actually.
Yeah. Why do you think that?
Well, after the date, she called me, or at least I thought she was calling me, but I guess either she accidentally conferenced me in or butt-dialed me or something because she was talking to one of her friends, and she said something that made me think she just really wasn't interested in me.
What did she say?
She said I was dorky, and that, I mean, I am, but
Wait, what? How did you hear her say that?
It sounded like I was almost conferenced into another phone call or something.
Huh.
It was very, very odd.
What?
So she was having a conference call about how dorky you are?
That's what it seemed like, yeah.
No. Josh, I never said you were dorky. Oh, my God, I would never, never have said that.
Wait, she's on the phone?
Hey, speaking of conference calls, I'm sorry. We have Diane on the phone as well. She's been listening this whole time to try to find out what's going on. Diane, did you call him dorky to your friends one day when you accidentally butt-dialed him?
Well, I'm sorry about that. That should not have happened. And I didn't say that you were dorky, but I probably said that you were maybe a little dorkier than other guys I'd gone out with, but that's okay.
Oh, I see. So that's sort of different.
Not
that he's dorky, but that he's dorkier than most guys you date. Is that what you said, Diane?
Yeah, and he never should have heard that. I feel bad.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't really understand how he heard it.
I don't know. My phone likes to play tricks on me.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Megan always butt dials me or sends me those little text messages where it's like a voice message, and I hear her go, Mark K, WTF, mother, father, blah, blah, blah.
Well, if you're like talking and your phone accidentally records it, that's happened to me like a lot.
So, okay, Diane, you like Josh, you just think he's dorky or dorkier than other dudes.
Right, but it's actually a compliment, like, because he's really kind and very down to earth and
like super nice.
Super nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, didn't pull any moves and like all the kind of stuff that actually is refreshing.
Right.
So it really was a compliment, but I can understand on his end how it might not seem like it at all. And I just want to take the words back and take them out of his ears so that he'd never heard them, because I really would like to go out with him again.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, Josh, so basically here, Diane's saying that when she said you were dorkier, it means that you were nice and kind and, like, cool, basically. It's like reverse psychology, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And speechless also. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I guess that's better.
Yeah, I guess that's better. So, I mean, like, when you say, Diane, he was dorkier, you mean he's dorkier and I liked that. Not he's dorkier,
yeah.
I don't ever... Okay, got it, see?
So you just...
No, no. It was just a way of, like, describing him to one of my girlfriends, because she was like, how was the date? You know, tell me all about it. And so it was just sort of a way of giving her a reference, because she knows all the jerks that I've
Right,
dated.
All the really cool jerks that you date.
So maybe you just heard it a little bit out of context, Josh, and she didn't mean it that way.
Right.
Yeah, I think he missed but I really liked him. You know, he's such a nice guy.
Right.
Right.
Josh, would you maybe, now that we've kind of cleared that up a little bit, do you think... Do you see now kind of how it was actually a compliment? And it's a good thing?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it makes me feel better. But, I mean,
oh, good.
Not much, but better.
Not much.
Better enough to want to go out with Diane again?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, look at that.
Perfect.
Is that a yes? I couldn't hear.
So, Josh, yes? He actually said, yes, I think so. So.
Oh, I hope so.
Yes, okay.
Oh, look at that. Oh, yay, look at that. I can't believe it. Totally dorked out. It worked out.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. All right, hang on one second, you two. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Blown Off, weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.